Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Well, hello. Happy Wednesday to you, ladies and gentlemen. And it feels like Thursday of next month, doesn't it? My goodness. I don't know what it is, but the days seem to be slowing down as we are all under house arrest. Many of us, that is, from coast to coast, border to closed border. What an honor to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot going on, a lot of breaking news across the fruited plain, and we're going to get to all of that along with your telephone calls throughout the day. Now, the big story, there are a couple of big stories, but we're watching some developments up on Capitol Hill, and we're paying very close attention to this. I received some phone calls earlier this morning before the show from some lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, who are very concerned that the United States Senate is about to vote on a massive spending bill without being able to read a single page of the bill. And the last time that happened, we got Obamacare. So I'm very curious, ladies and gentlemen, what you think about all of this. And I want to share with you what this lawmaker told me. I can't reveal the individual's name, but they wanted to express some concerns. And the concern is that many Republicans who would normally on any other given day vote against something like this are perplexed and torn because they're afraid of the blowback they might get and the optics of voting against something that would also provide a lot of financial relief for many of you in this listening audience, many people who have lost their jobs, many people who have been furloughed, many of the small businesses around the country who've been forced to shut down by the government. And so the concern is, okay, what do we do here? This spending bill may very well have hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for leftist projects. This spending bill may shove us further down the road to socialism and more government intrusion in our life. But at the same time, it's going to help people by getting them a paycheck that they otherwise would not have. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Let's just say, as it now stands, that the lawmakers will not have a chance to read this bill. I've been told that it's about 1,400 pages. 1,400 pages. So let's just say that the Republicans don't have an opportunity to read this bill. Your elected representative, your elected senator, does not have a chance to read this. What should they do? Should they vote no, or should they just suck it up, set aside their moral beliefs, set aside their principles, and vote for this so that you can get a check? 844-747-8868. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, and so would they. And that was the whole point of this lawmaker calling me earlier today. They want to know what the American people are saying. And the reason why they want to know is they're not able to go out there and do any polling data. They're not able to get out there and send any mailers. They can't do that right now. So they are relying on people who listen to talk radio to give them some indication of where the country feels on this. So what do you think? Do you want a check? Do you want the financial relief? And if so, if a part of the package is that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer fund billions of dollars worth of leftist programs, are you okay with that? 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to open up the phone lines. It's not that I need to hear from you. It's your elected leaders need to hear from you. This is a big deal in American history. And there's a lot of very dangerous stuff happening. And we're going to get to a lot of that throughout today's show. By the way, I know a lot of you folks have some big questions about medicine, possible cures to this coronavirus. Our good friend, Dr. Mark Siegel from the Fox Medical A-Team, is going to be here in just a little while to answer your questions. We're also going to talk with our good friend Jerry Falwell Jr. We've been making national headlines. The other night I was watching CNN and all of a sudden I hear my name being used in vain by the CNN anchors and anchorettes. And they're very upset because I'm a friend of Jerry Falwell Jr. And so we're going to have Jerry on the show to explain what's happening at Liberty University and why they decided to reopen the university. And we're going to get his insight into all of this as well. But I'm telling you, folks, this is a very troubling development up on Capitol Hill. And I will say this, if those Democrats snuck in any funding to Planned Parenthood, the Republicans, every single one of them, they have a moral obligation to vote no. And I'm going to say this, if the choice is we vote this hands down without having a chance to look at it or not, I say vote no. Because if they want you to pass something, if the Democrats and the establishment Republicans want you to pass something without giving you a chance to read through it, that means they don't want you to read through it. And that means there's something in there they don't want you to know about. Again, you got to pass the bill to know what's in the bill. The last time that happened, we had Obamacare. 60% of Americans, by the way, approve of the president's handling of the coronavirus crisis. And that is shocking to members of the mainstream media. I know, shocking to members of the mainstream media. But by and large, I think that a lot of you folks out there are just turning off the news. You said, you know what? We're done here. That's it. We're done. We're tired of the hysteria. We are tired of the fear mongering, and we're going on with our lives as best we can under house arrest. And we think this president is doing a terrific job. This is the Gallup poll. 60% of Americans approve of the president's handling of the coronavirus. 94% of Republicans, 60% of independents, Democrats only 27%. That's because they're morons. The president's overall job approval is at 49%. That's tied for the highest ever polled by Gallup. And we shared some polling data with you yesterday. What was it? Monmouth University on Monday. 45% of Americans said the media is doing a good job. Only 45%. So there's a lot of other polling data out there that has the president getting high marks. This Monmouth University poll, by the way, 50% job approval rating. ABC News, CBS News had him at 53%. So pay very close attention. We're gonna take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, but this is a very important moment in American history. What do you want to tell these lawmakers? By the way, we have the phone number to the White House or to the U.S. Capitol switchboard in our live show blog over at toddstearns.com. So go to the website, toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to find all the telephone numbers there for you to call. But what do you want to tell your lawmaker to do? They've got a choice. Are they going to shove us down the road towards socialism, or are we going to take a stand? Do you want to check or not? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to this very special edition of the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting in our quarantine zone under house arrest here in Brooklyn, New York. And it's pretty crazy. I'm supposed to be in Memphis, Tennessee this week, but unfortunately, the vice president announced yesterday, those of us who are living in New York City, if we go to another part of the country, we have to self-quarantine for another 14 days. And I reached out to the good folks over at Central Barbecue, the one right off of Beale Street, and I asked if I could, you know, sequester myself next to the smoker, but they said no. I couldn't do that for whatever reason. So anyway, great to have you with us here in Brooklyn. We're surviving. Want to give a quick shout out, though, to some brand new radio affiliates. And guys, I got to tell you, we are growing. This is really impressive, the number of radio stations that are coming on board. And we're going to have some really big news coming in probably next week. But Caleb and Avery, this is very exciting because we are now in L.A. We're broadcasting in L.A.
Oh, nice. Cool.
California.
No,
beautiful.
That's awesome.
No. Lower Alabama, most important L.A.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Come on, guys. Close. You're still from Georgia. You should know that.
I mean,
well,
this
great.
Is huge.
Welcome to the show, Lower Alabama people. Welcome
we're very
to the show.
We're really honored to have the talk station of Lower Alabama. This is the voice of Lower Alabama, Talk Radio 1000 WJNZ. What an honor to have you, great folks there. Noah Britt is the owner of the group there, and we're just tickled pink because the Starnes family. We do our vacationing down there. That's known as the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah. So
in our neighborhood.
So do we reach Mobile?
That's a good question. We just may. You know what? We may have to go down to Mobile.
I mean, it's beaches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We may have to go to Mobile just for their New Year's Eve celebration because they have the big moon pie drop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And while we're doing that, after we do that, we have to drop over to the great state of Iowa because we are also excited to announce that our radio program, as of this week, is now broadcasting on radio station KXEL in Waterloo. This is a terrific radio station, a blowtorch for freedom across the heartland. KXEL 1540, our good friend Jeff Stein, who fills in for us. And by the way, I just got a text message from our friends down in Lower Alabama. We are being broadcast right now in Mobile, Fairhope, Foley, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach.
Nice. Orange Beach. I like Orange Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Been there a few times.
We need to go to the Waffle House to celebrate, boys.
I'm down.
If it's still open. A lot of them are shutting down.
I'm pretty sure the one in Gainesville is still open. That's just like right down the street from where we are.
You know it's bad. You know the apocalypse is upon us when they're shutting down the Waffle House. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. We'll talk more about that later. We actually do have a story about Waffle House, and we'll get to that in just a bit later. By the way, before we get to the phones, we are starting to get information about what is in this package that they're about to vote on. We told you yesterday, $35 million for the Kennedy Center so the people could dance and prance about the stage in the sequins and the spandex and do the jazz hands. No, my apologies, Avery. Nothing. I know you like the jazz hands. But not at taxpayer expense. And so it was $35 million. Now they've dropped it to $25 million. This is just, again, we're just now starting to get some of this information dripping out of Washington. We're going to keep you posted on this. The question at hand, should our elected leaders vote on this massive stimulus package without reading it? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Virginia. Hope is listening to us on WLVA, terrific radio station. Hi, Hope. What's on your mind today?
I'm from the great state of Virginia that is for lovers. We love to kill babies after they were born. We love to go after people's guns. And we love to close schools so that children don't learn what the truth is.
I'm picking up a little sarcasm there, Hope.
It's the truth. It's truth. That may sound like sarcasm, but it is the truth.
Now, Hope, I want to ask you a question about Liberty University, because that's right there in the WLVA listening area. Jerry Falwell Jr. is catching you-know-what from everybody. I mean, they're telling they're actually wanting the military to step in and shut down the university. What do you think about the university being open for business?
From what I am hearing, young people are not very susceptible to this. Some stations are changing it and saying old people are not susceptible and they should go back to work. But no, it's the young people. When they do get this, they're not hurt very much by it. And I think he's being very wise. My husband was an attorney for Jerry and Jerry Jr. too for a while and for different things. And we've always been supportive of the university. And I think probably Jerry has been given wisdom. And, you know, it may take time to realize this, but I hope President Bush will listen to God. He's got a lot of people praying for him, and I hope he will listen, because if we lose the economy, and that sounds like, well, that's just mammon, you're concerned about that, but that is not true. If people do not have money, people die. I mean, people can't go to the doctor. People can't get food. I mean, we're privileged in Lynchburg right now to be able to go to the grocery store and not have problems. But, you know, I don't think we can count on this. We've got to get people back to work. And I think Jerry was very, very brave, and I just pray that he got the wisdom of God in doing this. And I thank God that I live in Lynchburg, not Virginia. Because of the governor. He's just evil. He's just evil. That's all I can say about it.
Well, he is an evil man, and there's something very sinister about that guy, and especially, yeah, and not just his positions on abortion, being able to kill a newborn child, but his positions on race and, I mean, dressing up in blackface and the Klan, that's just messed up. I hope you keep listening, because Jerry Falwell Jr. is going to be on the show in just a few minutes. He's going to call in and to give us an update on what's happening at the university. And I know that he really appreciates your support there. But and
well,
thank you.
Tell him hello. Tell him hello. And I just am praying for him, too.
Will do. Will do. All right. Hope, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to WLVA, great radio station. Just getting some word that Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia is going to join us in just a matter of minutes. So we've got Jerry Falwell Jr. coming up to explain what's happening at Liberty. And I'm telling you, folks, there are literally calls. People are demanding that the governor of Virginia send in troops, the National Guard, to shut down Liberty University. Do you understand what's happening in our country right now? Do you understand how precarious things are? Hope is absolutely right. And we're going to get into the economy, the economics of all of this. But the economy is teetering on the brink. And the president says he wants to get everything up and running by Easter Sunday. Folks, mark my words, that there will be all-out war among the Democrats if that happens. You watch what's going to happen. It is going to be an incredibly dangerous time in America. Easter Sunday could be a pivotal moment in this country. But when you look at these policies that the Democrats are wanting to implement and the establishment Republicans have signed off on, this is putting us on a precarious path to where we have to rely on the government for everything now. Everything. Do you understand what's happening in our country right now, ladies and gentlemen? Right now, our churches have been shut down by the government. Right now, small businesses have been shut down by the government. People have been told to stay inside their homes by the government. And look at the Second Amendment. How many gun stores are being shut down at this very moment by the government? And at this very moment, every American citizen will be reliant upon the federal government for money in their pocket, for food on their table. That sounds a heck of a lot like socialism to me, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. What's happening in your neighborhoods? Give us a call. Let us know. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. 844-747-8868 is our number. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. And the president of that great school joins us, good friend of ours, Jerry Falwell Jr. Jerry, always good to have you on the show. We seem to trigger a lot of people every time you and I have a conversation.
Well, I'm trying not to go step over any lines. So hopefully so far I noticed you haven't blacklisted me yet, so I guess I'm doing okay.
No, you're good. You're good. Hey, look, we just had a caller from WLVA. They're in Lynchburg, and the caller was like, you know, they support you. They support the decisions you're making, reopening the university. And I got to tell you, Jerry, a lot of folks in the mainstream media not happy with you. And I want to get your reaction first to this. There are a lot of people on Twitter out there saying, and I want to read this to you, if Liberty University really does reopen, I think the governor should order the Virginia State Police to lock down the campus completely.
You know, it's amazing. It's just amazing how much ignorance there is out there. Liberty did not reopen. We had spring break last week, and we spent all week planning. We told the local leaders that we were going all to an all-online format. We told them that we never told them we were closing the dorms. We told them we had nearly 1,000 international students, and they had nowhere else to go. And so we've probably done more than any other university in the country as a Christian university, we feel like it's our responsibility to find a way for young people to continue their education, for adults to continue their education. We've been a pioneer in the online education world since 1985. And what we decided to do is to use those decades of experience to basically convert every single one of our classes to online format, but not the way a lot of schools are doing it. We're doing it with high technology. Students are able to all see each other on little thumbnails on the screen, have discussions just like they would in a class. For our campus built for 15,500 people, we have about 1,000 to maybe 1,400 that are on campus, and a lot of those are international students. But it looks like a ghost town because the campus was built for 10 times that many. And we all the restaurants on campus, it's basically just become an apartment complex. The restaurants on campus do takeout only. We wipe down often touch surfaces every hour. We have extra security on campus. It's costing us more to operate the campus as with fewer people than it did with everybody. But we just think it's irresponsible for so many universities to just say, close, you can't come back, push the problem off on other communities, and sit there in their ivory towers. We think we have a responsibility to do more than that. So the ones that didn't have a choice, that had to come back, we've taken care of them in a safe manner. We keep them distanced when they're in the same building. We have no classes at all, except for a few labs of 10 people or less in the medical school, in the nursing school, and aviation. Of course, there's two people on a plane. So that's how... we're basically have become an apartment complex like so many, many others. And we don't know how many of our students came back who live off campus and have leases for a year and are living off campus doing online. But they've got just as much right to be there as any other resident in this city. And the ones who live on campus, this is their home, and they have just as much right to be here as anybody else. In Virginia, there's probably not many universities who don't have some students on campus, international students and others who couldn't leave. And so we're not doing anything any differently than anybody else. The only thing different is that we're conservative, we're Christian, and therefore we're being attacked.
And Jerry, I want to ask you about this English professor, Mary Beth Davis Baggett. But before I ask you my question, folks, whenever you see the words Washington Post and Religion News Service, you need to understand those are leftist organizations. They hate evangelical Christians, and they especially hate conservatives. So anytime you have anybody writing something for one of those publications, you need to understand where they're point of view is coming from. Now, Jerry, first of all, I think it's a credit to Liberty University and the openness, the spirit of openness on campus that a professor can come out and disagree. But clearly, this professor, if she had bothered to read the university's website, all of this was pointed out. It was explained, very well explained, on the university's website, and she's going out there attacking you and the university.
Well, she did that before. We were working all week to come up with all these policies and procedures, and so, in fairness to her, she did it before she knew what those policies and procedures were. She didn't know, for example, that professors would be able to work from home, that many employees, depending on their job, would be working from home. Of course, if you're cleaning restrooms or cooking food, you have to be on site, but or mowing the grass. But she didn't know all that. She didn't know that professors who requested, you know, to work to do their office hours off campus and talk to students by phone would be allowed to do so if they felt like they were at risk. So she's not an enemy. She just got used by the Religion News Service and the Washington Post. And she and her husband are both professors here. They both have resigned effective June 30th. And are on their way to another college, and so I think that might have had something to do with it. But I've been talking to her husband this week, and we're still good friends, and there's no hard feelings, and so I don't blame them.
Did she contact you before she wrote that op-ed, just to kind of get the lay of the land and what was coming down the pike?
Well, she claims that she tried to contact her deans, but and that they didn't respond. But we checked on that, and we don't believe that's what happened. I don't want to get into.
I understand. I understand. But at the same time, we need to set the record straight, and that's an important thing to do.
Yeah, but no, she didn't. Her husband did email me, and he and I sort of debated the subject a little bit. But it's all in good nature, and they just, I don't know how old they are, but they probably feel like they're at risk, and. I can understand that some people being scared, but we took precautions to make sure anybody in that position would be allowed to work at home and would be able to teach online. We took care of every possible contingency that we could think of. We consulted with medical professionals in New York City and here in town and with public health officials, and we got a surprise inspection yesterday from the Virginia Department of Health, and they could not believe how well we were complying with all the governor's orders. They were very complimentary.
They just, out of the blue, coincidentally showed up.
Well, yeah. That's right.
Interesting. Very interesting. Jeremy, we got about 30 seconds here. When you look at what's happening around this country right now, they're shutting down gun stores. This is all happening on state level, shutting down gun stores, telling churches they can't meet in their buildings anymore. You've got people sequestered in their homes, now relying on the federal government for some sort of a handout. Any concerns you have about all of this that's happening in the country right now?
Well, it's just a loss of liberty. And whenever who was it with a founding father who said that if you give up your liberty for security, that you don't deserve either and you won't have either? I can't remember which founding father said that, but it's something we really have to be cautious of. I think too much government was created after 9/11, and I think we have to rely on the private sector, industry, free enterprise to get us out of this mess. And I think what the president's doing is a necessity. It's like a wartime act with this stimulus. But thank God we have a CEO running this country, because back when H1N1 was almost killed my son 10 years ago when he was 20 years old, not much was being done at all, and the numbers were a lot worse. So, you know, thank goodness we got Donald Trump in the White House and not a professional politician.
Well said. All right, Jerry, thank you. Be safe.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University. And do not believe, I'm just going to flat out say this. Do not believe anything you read in the mainstream media or see on CNN or MSDNC about Liberty University. because they hate that school. They hate the president of that school, and they hate the fact that these young people are graduating from Liberty and they are impacting this nation, and they want to shut it down. Rachel Maddow said as much, I believe it was last year, year before last. They have an agenda. Religion News Service, shame on you. By the way, Religion News Service, did you even bother to fact check the English professor's column? Did you do that? Did you practice due diligence? Did you practice some good journalism over there? Pathetic. Disgusting. And I'm disgusted with the Washington Post, too, but, you know, they don't know any better. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Folks, let's get right to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Just had Jerry Falwell Jr. on. Now excited to have Congressman Jody Heiss from the great state of Georgia. Congressman, thanks for coming on the show. I know it's a busy day. What can you tell us about this this spending bill that's about to be voted on?
Yes, Todd, always great to be with you as well. Listen, it looks like everything is on go, green light in the Senate. They are likely in underway even as we speak right now, if not shortly. Thereafter, it should be taking place anytime. What we are currently being told is that there will be no votes in the House today, but I will be flying out, as will be many others, later on today, because it could happen first thing in the morning in the House. So this thing is definitely moving forward. Looks like in the neighborhood of $2 trillion, and I, for one, want to find out what's in it. We're getting some details, but there's a lot involved in this that we just want to make sure what's in it, and that's the top priority for us at this point.
And that is the big concern, because the last time we went through this, Congressman, we ended up with Obamacare. Got to pass it to see what's in it. I think we need to see what's in this thing before we vote on it.
Well, absolutely. This is the biggest spending bill in the history of our country at $2 trillion, and there is talk, many, because of the virus, because of this, that, and the other, many are saying, listen, let's just have a voice vote and just let it pass. Let's have a unanimous consent, let it pass. And that is just unacceptable when you're dealing with something this big, a monstrosity of a bill. When you're spending $2 trillion, there's no question there's good stuff in it. But there's also probably no question that there could be some horrible stuff in it. And it's totally irresponsible to let something of this magnitude go by without having the opportunity to check it out and see what's in it. So there are several of us that are involved in attempting to make sure that happens, and hopefully we'll succeed in that endeavor.
What do you need our audience to do? We just added folks in Waterloo, Iowa, KXEL, Mobile, Alabama, WJNZ. What do you need people around the country to do right now, Congressman?
Well, yeah, I think whatever can be done for the voice of we the people to be heard, that we want to know what's in it. It's not that we necessarily oppose the bill, but we don't know what's in it. So let's find out what's in it. Let's make sure that our representatives have that time to look it over. Not, you know, the second relief bill for coronavirus, we had less than 30 minutes to see. The bill came out at 12:45. On Friday night, we were voting on it at 12:30. So we had really 30 minutes thereabouts to try to find out what was in it, and that was a huge bill. We don't need that type of process in this one. We need to have the time to look at, read it, find out what's in it, and then make an educated decision if this is good for America or not. So, again, it's not that we're going in predisposed one way or the other, for or against, but we must know and must be allowed the opportunity to see what's in it before we vote.
So
with that, Todd, let me, your question, I would just encourage people to call and demand that we have a vote, that we have the opportunity to look at this. And, you know, that would be to Pelosi's office, to all the leadership, be it Pelosi's office or McCarthy's office. We just need to be able to look at this and be responsible with it.
Congressman, so let's go through. We just got about a minute or so here. So the Senate votes, then it goes to the House. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So have you had an opportunity to see this bill yet? And if not, have you been given any indication of when you will get a copy of this?
We have not been able to see it yet. We are being told, and I checked with my staff just before coming on with you, that the text should be released today. We don't know. It could be any minute. It could be a few hours. It could be later this evening. But today, at some point, the text of the bill is supposed to be released. And we just want to make sure we have time to look at it before we are then required to go vote.
Again, I think it's a prudent measure. And Congressman, I just want to say on behalf of our listeners, thank you for being a sound voice and looking out for the American people, because I think we're heading down a very dangerous path right now in this country.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I know the House Democrat bill was filled with socialistic type stuff, from mail voting without IDs required to same day voting registration. There's just a host of things that could potentially be very dangerous for our country. We want to make sure that kind of stuff did not make it in this bill, and that this is going to focus on strengthening the economy.
All right. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Keep us informed, updated. Let us know as soon as you get a copy of that thing. We'd love to see it, too. And we will post that on ToddStearns.com.
Will do, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Congressman Jody Heiss, ladies and gentlemen. And again, a lot of moving parts. But the good news here is that the House of Representatives will have to vote on this. And the question at hand is, will they have time to read the bill? And we want to hear from you. What do you want to tell these lawmakers? Many of them, many of their staff members are listening to this program. They want to hear from you guys. I believe it's safe to say that you represent a large swath of this country. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And we'd like to hear from you. What do you want your elected leaders to do? Because the clock is a ticking, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you want to reach out to your lawmaker, we have the telephone number for the Congressional Switchboard on our website in the live show blog at ToddStearns.com. And folks, we've got an amazing show for you. Congressman Doug Collins is on his way. Secretary Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, is here. Also, from Fox News, their top medical correspondent, Dr. Mark Siegel, is going to be taking your questions. Do you have a question about coronavirus? Do you have a question about a possible cure for coronavirus? Dr. Siegel is going to be here, and he's going to be taking your questions at 1:15 Eastern time, 1:15 Eastern. So give us a call if you'd like to ask Dr. Siegel a question, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.